Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? PSA Hip Hop, man. Watson, what's good, my G?
What's poppin', my G? What it do, man?
You already, man. Let's get right into this, man. We do in tradition like we always do, revisiting albums that we rocked with. 2004, Young Buck, straight out of Cashville, my guy. What was your thoughts, first off, on Young Buck joining G-Unit from Juvenile and then having Straight Outta Cashville and holding down his verses on Beg for Mercy before Straight Outta Cashville dropped?
I thought his verses on Beg for Mercy led up to high anticipation for me to look forward to his album. I didn't know what I was going to get from it. And that's one of the great things about his album. I wasn't one of those guys who bought a lot of Southern hip hop. So when you talk about 8-Ball and MJG, UGK, Lil Flip, Scarface, I wasn't buying none of those albums. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't buy a Scarface album?
No, I wasn't. So this was... No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, okay. That's
so, sorry, y'all. Scarface into my top five. I'm sorry. I know you want me to be Rob Markman. Be like, yo, he's my top five.
Right.
That's not happening. So, I was looking forward to this Young Buck album because this was a point in my life when I was an absolute G-Unit person.
Word.
When I was G-Unit person.
Let's set it off. First song, I'm a Soldier, featuring 50
okay.
Cent. Talk to me now.
Dope song. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
I don't told
ya. Fuck your head. So I really, really thought that set it off lovely. I thought Young Buck painted a picture of where he was from. And I really thought this was a set off song that was lovely. And this is a dope song. I thought 50 stayed out of his way. He wanted to highlight that Young Buck was a dope LMC. So if you notice throughout this album, he hit him with a hook and stayed out of his way. So this song set it off. Okay. Love.
I thought 50 slayed the hook. This one, 50 was still the king of hooks around this time, 04. He's still blessing us with dope hooks. Flow delivery. Buck's second verse is my favorite verse on the song. I love when Buck said, money don't make a nigga change. It's just a nigga that ain't never had nothing start doing strange shit. That line really was dope, man. So, yeah, man, I'm rocking, I'm a soldier, man. Next song, Watts, Do It Like Me. Talk to me, man. Do It Like Me, man.
This is another dope song. I think this had a lot of elements in hip-hop that I like. One of the elements was the scratching. And the sample, when 50 sampled his voice. Hold on a second,
yes.
Homie. Let's
good point.
Make this clear. Before he was
saying
it, there was a scratching, and then it would come in. So that's hip-hop. That's a pure hip-hop feel. And then Young Buck just dropping, painting a picture of where he's from. Let's be clear. I understand 8-Ball and MJG are the legendary icons. I totally understand that and respect it. And I respect it because, matter of fact, they're on this album. Three Six Mafia on this album. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone like me who didn't know anything about the hood life of Tennessee, this did it for me. So, for example, the way Benny and Conway bring Buffalo to you guys, and y'all know about Montana, Ab, and Langfield, he did that for Tennessee for me, the way Young Buck talked and broke it down. And this was another dope hood song that, to me, captured the streets, painted the ill picture.
The hook is dope to me. You talked about the sample. I totally agree with you with the sample part that you were talking about. One of the rawest songs on here, The Whole World Feel Us. I want to ask your opinion about this. He said, The Whole World Feel Us. In 2004, can you tell the public in 2004 when Young Buck said, The Whole World Feel Us, how true that was?
50 and G-Unit ran hip-hop for a 3-year period where the entire everything about hip hop revolved around them and what they did. It was complete and total domination, just without question. They ran it, and they ran it in a way. So let's put it in perspective. They ran the streets, they ran the radio, they ran it commercially, they ran it through mixtapes. So any aspect of hip hop that you followed, you had to follow G-Unit. If you just wanted to listen to commercial hip hop, it was G-Unit. If you said, man, I don't listen to commercial stuff, I only put mixtapes, it was G-Unit. There was no aspect. If it was DVDs, it was G-Unit.
Right.
Remember,
and
here's something y'all
got to give Buck. I got to give Buck his props also, though. He had three verses, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's another thing. This was the DVD era. 50 realized that this was the DVD era. So he was releasing DVDs with these albums. He was releasing deluxe editions. So I never bought the regular
edition. That's the main reason I bought the original Die Trying just for that DVD. That's the main reason I bought the Give It to Die Trying.
So Banks had a DVD. This had a DVD. Give It to Die Trying had a DVD. And, you know, I bought those and we watched them. And that was like, that meant everything. So this, this was fire. Do It Like Me is fire song.
All right. Next song, my G, Let Me In, featuring 50 Cent, the first single off Straight Outta Cash Flow Watson. Talk to me.
The first single. So he shoots a video for this and you see he's in the hood. This is when they's rocking the G spinning rim. That's all over the place.
Yeah.
And Peep Game. This is the third song in a row where 50 is either sampled or he's on the hook. See, 50 made sure he wanted everybody to know.
Yo.
Like, as dope as Young Buck was, 50 made sure you couldn't listen to this and be like, I hate 50, I don't like him. But what are you going to do? This is, you know, but he let Young Buck shine. This was a dope single, the hood single, trying to make it for radio play. The funny thing about if you base this album off of the commercial singles, you won't know how dope this album was. Because that he shot a video for, they're not the best songs on the album. And even though this is a dope song, like he's just, you know, he's kicking it, but it's not one of the best songs on the album. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with everything you said, man. I love the video. Buck rocking the G in the spinning chain. 50 on the hook, Buck on the hook. I love when Buck said, I feel the tension while walking the club. G Unit to the socks, chickens all on the thug. But I also love when he said, my mama just had a dream seeing me in prison. My daddy's a deadbeat, and I don't really miss him. Ain't seen him in 10 years, and I don't really miss him. Yo, that was some wild shit that Buck said, man. Back when G Unit, man, three verses again, man. Beat is sick, man. I got to say that, man. Next song, Watson, Let Me Know, featuring Mr. Porter from D12.
This is my least favorite song because I don't like Porter on the
hook
at all.
What?
At all. This song is my least favorite song on the album. And this is the song that I always skipped past because when I listened to it, this was the one song I did not like.
Wow. I got to disagree, man. One of my favorite Young Buck songs, period. Like, one of my top three favorite Young Buck songs. Introspective Young Buck. Real heartfelt talk. Like, he painted a picture of Nashville in me, man. Like, I done went with no lights and no water, nigga. Like, surrounded by family so I can sleep good. The hook is dope. Hustling talk. I solemnly swear to hold it down for my homeboys. Locked up and don't know if ever coming home, boy. Come on, watch me rocking with this joint. Love this song, my nigga. Next song, my brother, Welcome to the South, featuring David Banner and Lil Flip.
Love this song, produced by Red Spider. So,
Red Spider,
remember
Red Spider was that
Young
nigga,
Buck,
yeah? G-Unit.
Young Buck made sure when you got this album, you got the South. You got a Southern feel. Like, when I listened to this, I did not hear East Coast influence. I did not hear none of that. He stayed true To me, he spoke his truth in this album. At the time, this is 2004, David Banner and Little Flip were popping. There's no question about it.
Fact.
Little Flip
Fact.
Was a known
Little John, Eastside Boys, yeah.
And I mean, he was out. So at this point, he basically got two of the hottest dudes in the South. In reality, he
Houston
got
was popping.
All
Houston
the
was
hottest,
popping.
Best MCs in the South at this time. If you want to know, on this
yeah.
album, all the top Southern MCs were on this album. One of them got taken off, but that's for a different reason. We'll get to that when we get to that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this song. I like how Young Buck set it off. I like the grimy beat. I like how David Banner came in with his energy, and I like how Little Flip
mm-hmm.
stayed true to who he was. So I like this song as a collab on Welcome to the South song.
Well, listen, you have a song dedicated to the South. Buck, you are running with them G-Unit niggas, so the South brothers are like, all right, that's cool, you running with them New York niggas, man, but we do need a Southern song on here, Buck. Buck sets it off, dope verse, Buck on the hook. David Banner had a second verse. I did like the energy from David Banner. Flip verse was wasn't bad. I like this flow a lot on here, man. Welcome to the South, man. Next song, my G, Price Is On My Head, featuring PLK, the boy wonder, Lloyd Banks, my nigga.
Dope song. This is a dope collaboration song with Lloyd Banks. I remember that Young Buck was always talking about his man, D-Tay. Now, I'm going to keep it 100.
Yeah, light-skinned nigga.
D-Tay is his man, and that's his man from whatever they was doing and stuff. So he put his man on, and I respect that he did that. Me, personally, I didn't think D-Tay was all that. Like, D-Tay. Young Buck, man, was nice.
Nah.
It wasn't like when Lord Finesse was like, I got this young nigga, and he's going to rhyme with me. His nigga, big L.
Like,
yeah,
like
that.
For real,
it was
nothing like that. Nah.
This is your man? This is your man you bring in? So, I like the song. And they all kicking fire verses. Buck did not spit one whack verse on this whole album. Like, you can literally make a case that every verse Buck spit four mics or five mics. Every single verse. There's no weak verse on this album from Young Buck. So let me just start that off. So I like this song, but like I said, D.K., you know, there was never, we got to hear more from D.K. We got to hear more from D.K. You know, it wasn't like
When Buck said, some say I'm crazy for signing with 50 Cent, them same niggas didn't offer me to get shit. Now, when he said, some say I'm crazy for signing with 50 Cent, do you really feel that he meant, like, people really felt he was crazy for signing with 50 at the time, in 04?
Well, he signed with 50 in 03, so he didn't sign with him then. He signed
03,
with
I mean,
50
well,
had Buck.
I'm saying 04 because album.
Right, but he had
I want to say 04 because album, right.
People were saying that because I think people were looking at him like, you're trying to take Yayo's spot. I think they looked at G-Unit as a New York group, a New York collective,
right.
Which they was.
Right.
And I think people were looking at it like, it's not going to work or fit in. Like, why are you vibing with them New York niggas? You could imagine he was getting that. But look
yeah.
at the end result.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him. But Buck held his own, man. He held his own with 50 Banks. Hey, yo, man, let's just call it what it is, man. I thought the song was dope. Buck was letting cats know he was G-Unit, was screaming G-Unit a lot on his song. I thought the hook
I think he repped G-Unit on this album harder than Banks did on Hunger for More.
I agree with that totally. The hook was very many menish to me. Banks' verse was solid. I like Buck's second verse. Next song, my G, Bonafide Hustler featuring 50 Cent and Tony Yayo.
This song right here talks to my soul, man. This is a song where Young Buck got 50 and Yayo the fuck up out of here. Like, just straight up. Got them.
That's
out.
Facts, though.
Pay. I've been out here for too long. I've been known to get a bird. The way he did this.
Yo,
love
you know
song.
That, yo, son, would you agree that Buck's flow and delivery is A+, though? This is flow and delivery.
Wait a minute. When we finish reviewing this album, I'm going to tell you how I feel about this album, just so people can get a clear picture. Okay? But this song, first of all, the beat is fire. I love 50s hook. I'm a bona fide hustler. Like, slow flow. 50 on the hook is so underappreciated. is so underappreciated because we're in this new era of trash hooks. But this was a dope hook.
Well, 50, hold on. 50 was still on top of his game with the hooks, though.
No.
That was still, man.
Still an MC lyricist who was focused on hip-hop. He was still pure hip-hop. He didn't get to the cam, fuck hip-hop, I don't care about it. All I care about is making money. He wasn't. He was always there, but you can tell by what he's putting out, it was still the arts and craft of making good, great music. It meant something to him.
I totally agree.
This song right here, to me, solidified how ill Buck was. Like, Buck had proven that he could just outrun 50 on songs. This was one of them songs.
And he did
it
a couple times. He did it a couple times.
This is one of them. I love this song right here, man. I love this song right here.
50 sets it off with the hook. They had I thought 50's verse was dope when he said, "Pass that joint. What's his name, son? I don't remember. The Haitian nigga with the guitar that said, gone to November. The beat is fire. Hustlers to me. If you're a hustler, you're going to love this song, man." And I thought 50, I think low-key, this was like a 10 crack commandments kind of talk on this song, my guy. I ain't going to hold you, man.
Stop.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Buck gave us a lot of hustle talk, man, that 10 key perspective. Yale's verse, he always sounded like he was singing "Hush, Little Baby, Don't Cry" in the beginning of it, but I get the point why he was doing that, though. This was a hustler's anthem, man. Hustler's ambition type shit, in my opinion. You know what I mean? So, bonafide hustler, my guy. Next song, Watson, second single off this album. Shorty Want to Ride With Me, man. Talk to me, man.
Now, this is a song that works for Buck because when I said he got everybody in the South who was hot, he had Little John. Little John ran the Southern scene during this era. He ran it.
Yes.
The South was Little John.
There's
no question.
Can we be real? Little John had like a mean 2 to 3 year run somewhere. Like all the Southern brothers went to him for beats. And Mobb Deep, even Mobb Deep went to him. To him and shit. For track.
John,
you know what I mean?
Little John had a hip hop run of 3 to 4 years that he was the South. He was the sound that came out of
the
Southern hip hop
came
from Little John. And that bass, that boom, that cranking shit, Little John had that. You can hear it on this Shorty Wanna
Ride
With
Me.
Yeah,
that shit on Lizzie, my nigga. Yeah, that shit on Lizzie.
You know, I didn't know how ill this song was until I was in the car with my man in his 99 GS3. And he said, "Yo, you got to hit the bass on this shit." He blasted Shorty Wanna Ride With Me. I was like, damn, that was all Little John. So this was a dope song for what they wanted. They wanted, and he did a video for it. And he had one of them girls from, he had a popular black actress in it.
From
Friends. So this song worked for a single. You know what I'm saying? And this was one of them songs that grew on me because the more I was like, yo, this beat is like, you know, so I like this song, man. This was a dope song.
Son, when they play this in the club, niggas got lit off this shit, man. And listen, he had to have a joint for the ladies because the album theme was so hard. He needed this song, you know, but it was still gutter. It was still gutter, even though it was a song about the ladies and shit, you know what I mean? The video was also solid. Next song, my guy, Bang Bang. Talk to me, Watch.
Love the song. Absolutely love the song to death. This song was used in the movie Kill Bill. It's sampling Nancy Sinatra's voice when she's going, "Bang Bang." That's Nancy Sinatra. This song is so fiery, and this is the beginning of Buck's three song in a row, five mic run. Three straight five mic raw songs. That to me, this three song run right here with Young Buck is why I say this is the best G-Unit solo album. This one right here. This was the one. This three song run, it was so mean to me. I love this song, Bang Bang. I like the beat. I like what Buck was saying. Like this was, this song meant everything to me, man. This is one of the next three. Meant everything to me.
I love the little orchestra. I love the beat to the intro, of course. The title of the song is kind of self-explanatory. When Buck said the government is the drug dealers, bang, bang, I shot you down. Love that song, man. Next song. Woo! Man, Thou Shall, man. Talk to me now.
What did I tell you before Bang Bang? I said this is the beginning
yes,
of
right.
the 5 month run.
Yeah, my nigga. You wasn't bullshitting. Yeah, this facts.
Song right here,
facts, my nigga.
This song
facts.
Right here used to make me. You want me to be real with you? This is
my nigga, one of my favorite Buck songs.
Period. Song. This is the song. You know the song that makes you want to punch somebody in the face and get crazy? Like
yeah.
you and your
yeah,
you,
this is it, man.
This is that song. And man, oh man, when you hear Buck, yo, my man, this song meant everything to me, man. I thought this was the in terms of raw street hardcore shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I can say
yeah,
about
man.
It, man. This song is fire.
One of my favorite songs on the album, period. This is my go-to song if I'm playing straight out of Castro. It's going to get grimy like New York, say. I just love when he said that, man. Buck always showed love to New York,
too.
Man, and vice versa, man.
Here's why. Here's why I think it, because it was, you know what happened, what was great? He was running with New York.
Before you go in, I know New York niggas that like straight out of Castro more than Hunger for More. New York niggas I'm talking about.
I'm New York.
Breaking up a little bit.
I am a New York nigga, and I like Straight Outta Cash Real better than Hunger for More.
Well, there you have it. Another one. Yeah, man. This is one of my joints, man. He even dissed Birdman on here, too. You know what I mean? Next song, my G, Black Gloves, my nigga. Woo.
This is another one. It goes straight from Thou Shall to Black Gloves, Black Man. Yo, I was like, yo, my man, whoever decided to sequence it like this, they did a great job. Because the energy, the rawness, the beat, this beat is fire. There's a whole bunch of shit going on in this beat.
Yo, same. My nigga, the beat sound like the beat sound like it should be played in a movie, my nigga.
No, this
like dead ass.
There was a very cinematic feel to a lot of these songs in the way Buck was rhyming, cause some of this shit was used in the movie. I'm saying, this is another great hardcore song, just insane, great lyricism from Buck, man. Love this song.
My nigga, I think this song does not get enough exposure when niggas talk about Straight Outta Cashflow, number one. I thought Buck was styling on his track, flow, lyrics, delivery. His flow matched his beat to a T. I love the guitar on here. Called out Ja Rule. 50 talking shit at the end, man.
Fuck you.
I love Black Rose, my guy.
Fuck me. Fuck you. I like what he said.
Thanks, my guy. Next song, Watts, Stomp, featuring Luda and Tip. Excuse me, T.I., because only Tip I acknowledge. I'm sorry, T.I., it's Q-Tip. But go ahead, Watts.
So here's the controversy to this song.
Produced by 36 Mafia, too, DJ Paul. And
once again, remember when I said he got everybody from the South on here?
Mm-hmm.
He got everybody. When you get Juicy J and DJ Paul, you got
legend. Yeah.
So to me, he got the legendary producers on here.
But my nigga, not for nothing, he got niggas from his backyard, though. He got big time niggas from his backyard before him. He's listening to them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Buck was listening. He grew up on them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
And I like the homage he paid. He made it, and they gave him their sound. That's what I like. They gave him their sound. Mm-hmm. Now here is the controversy. This song, Stomp, on the album does not have T.I. It has The Game. But before the album came out, the song was released, and T.I. was on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we heard the song, we heard the version with T.I., but T.I. was throwing shots at Luda. Luda threw shots at T.I. T.I. didn't want to be on it because vice versa. And Young Buck used to brag, I set that beat for him. It's my fault. I'm the one who let that. He was all proud that he had them taking shots at each other.
I didn't co-sign that, Buck, so I got to keep it real, Buck. I didn't co-sign you co-signing that. You're the one that orchestrated the beef, my guy, but that.
But besides that, it was a dope song. Now, mind you, Buck got T.I. and Luda. I mean, these are the top guys. There's no Jeezy yet, y'all. I know you're like, where's Young Jeezy? There was no Jeezy.
Nah, Jeezy was around the corner. Jeezy was around the corner.
Okay.
He was around the corner. It's 05.
He was here
in 04 on a mixtape.
He was on that song, Do the Damn Thing with Fab. Remember that song,
Fab,
Do the Damn Thing? And he had Jeezy on it. And that was the first time
Fab
I ever heard.
My nigga, Fab.
Now, who
my nigga.
Fab
not for nothing. Fab was the first New York nigga that embraced Jeezy. It's a
100%.
Fact.
100%. That's how I know him. And that was in 04. But remind you, at this point, when this album came out, T.I., Ludacris, David Banner, and Little Flip were more known and more popping than Young Jeezy in 2004. Is that a factual statement?
That's a fact, my nigga. Go ahead,
that's
man.
All I'm saying. He had the...
Hold on. Is this the first time when niggas actually dissed each other on a track together?
No.
I don't think
not.
On the same track together, dissing each other?
LL.
All right, 4-3-2-1. All right, 4-3-2-1. 4-3-2-1. My bad, cannabis. My bad. Part of self. Yeah.
But mind you, this was a dope song with a dope, the Juicy J, DJ Paul, Juicy J sound. So
yeah.
I fucked with this song.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Now, listen, man. 2004 for Young Buck to get a Ludacris and T.I. feature. That was big, because I felt like the T.I.'s, the Ludas, the David Banners, the Flips, the Mike Jones and those guys, I felt that they were getting more love than Buck. But to me, Buck was nicer than them niggas, lyrically too. They made better music for me that I liked. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I hate to say this, man. This is when Southern Brothers had legit bars, in my opinion. I hate to be that guy. There was rumors that Luda heard T.I.'s verse first. So that's why some people say Luda had a better verse than T.I., when T.I. said, real niggas see the difference between you and this. Me getting beat down is ludicrous. But I believe Luda had the best verse. It's the energy he brought there. So pimpin' be easy. Quit, stop catching feelings, because you worth a couple hundred grand and I'm worth millions. Nobody think about you, plus your beef ain't legit. So please stay off the T.I.
my T.I.P. my dick.
That was fire.
The way he did that. This is a dope song. We talked about Game's verse on the actual album.
Game's verse was all right. It was all right. Next song, Taking Hits, produced by 3-6 Mafia. Watch, talk to me.
I like Buck on this album, on this song, a lot. Now, of course, it features his man, D.T., because that was his man. He was trying to bring up, like, I had a nice nigga back in the day with me, man. My man, D.T., he used to rap with him. So, I guess for those...
Jeezy, hold on. Jeezy did the same thing with Slick Puller. He tried to cast us with Slick Puller and thought Slick Puller was nice. Nah, Jeezy. Same thing with D.T. Sorry, man. Yeah.
So what I was going to say was, I guess for people in Tennessee who knew about D.T. and knew about Young Buck and D.T. when they bought, I guess this was a big deal for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, he got D.T. on here, whatever. But I like Buck on here. We take your hits. Like, I like the beat. I like the Juicy J beat. Where Young Buck freaked this. Young Buck saved this song. Young Buck made this song a dope song.
Gangster music, in my opinion, raw Young Buck. Not one of my favorite songs on here, but I would say this. I could have done without DJ. I'll leave it there. Next song, Walk With Me, featuring a guy that you like way more than I do. ATL owns Stat Quo. Talk to me, Watts.
Let me jump out the window and say this.
Oh, God.
Stat Quo was supposed to blow in that era. He was that nice. Stat Quo, to me, was the Southern lyricist. He was like Luda, but he was more Southern than Luda, because Luda's from Chicago. Luda moved to there. Stat Quo was, to me, I thought Stat Quo had everything to blow, and it was just bad luck that Stat Quo didn't blow. And now let me give you a New York version of how I feel. Saigon, Graff, Corey Guns, Papoose, Never Making It. They got regulated to like mixtape fame and never really getting that that success. To me, that's what I feel Stat Quo was. I'm always the fan of Stat Quo. And once again, showed you Young Got Everybody. Think about this. You just talked about how he got dudes. Why he went and got Stat Quo? Tell me. Why he got Stat Quo from Atlanta?
Well, it was the Eminem co-sign, my nigga. He was running with Eminem.
No,
come on,
no,
let's not act like
there was no Eminem
Stat Quo
that
was.
Yes, it was.
2004. Yes, it was. Stat Quo was on the mixtape scene, right here screaming that Shady Records shit, nigga. What are you talking about, son?
Yeah, but that was
with the other niggas. Hold up, with the other niggas you like, Cassius and other nigga you like. I don't know.
Young Buck put first of all, during that era, Stat Quo was making mad noise. On the mixtape,
and I didn't like him like that. I didn't rock with Stat Quo like you niggas did, man.
I did. And
I like Jeezy. I like Jeezy way more than Stat Quo.
You like Jeezy like more than a lot of niggas. So that's not saying much. But you,
in 05,
you
I did.
High regard. I don't.
In 05, I did.
I don't. So.
Five, Jeezy was that nigga, man.
This is a dope song. This was a dope song to me. I liked it.
Listen, I would say this, man. ATL to Cashville, Buck sets it off. Not my go-to song. I do like the humming on the instrumental. That was dope. But let's get straight to the mics, man. How much you giving this, man?
No. We going to the next song on the version I bought. Remember, I bought the deluxe CD with the CD with the DVD in it, and on
damn.
That it had DPG Unit.
Fuck,
yeah, Snoop. Remember that joint?
I did not like that song. Sorry.
I loved that song. I didn't love that song.
Nah.
I loved it. I saw.
That's not a song I'm going to press play on regular. No, 50 did body. No, 50 did. He did.
I thought 50 spazzed on there. I love the way Snoop set it off. And I like Buck's verse, and I like Banks' verse. This song is fire to me. This song is pure fire. I like the way it ended off my CD, because this was on my CD. So when I play Young Buck, this song was always played for me. So this album to me, 4.5 to 5 mics. That's how this album is taken, 4.5 to 5 mics. Now I want to put it in perspective so you guys can understand. This album is everything Tanner Talk is right now. That's what that album was in 04. He painted the exact same thing
that
Benny painted in Tanner Talk 3. The exact same.
I'm not mad at that.
So for all you
members, I'm not mad at that.
Like, I'm Tanner Talk 3, right? And y'all love the way you hear Benny breaking that down. Young Buck did the exact same thing, just as good.
I agree with your premise.
Literally.
I agree with your premise, my guy. I totally agree with that, Wax. I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to agree with you, brother. I'm going to go 4.5, man. I know you said 4.5, 5. I'm going 4.5 mics, man. One of the best G-Unit solo albums, period. Very impressed with Young Buck. I didn't know what to expect when I copped Straight Outta Cashville, knowing that he's coming off the heels of G-Unit Beg for Mercy. He had a dope verse on Banks. Work Magic. Dun, 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 dun. Done. Like, Buck killed that
shit.
You know what I
mean? Man.
Yeah, son,
song.
He killed that shit, man.
We never been
Work Magic was his shit.
Whoa. I love Work Magic. No,
yeah, Work Magic was his shit. No, we'll do it. We'll get to it. So that's what it is, man.
I have one question to ask you. What album did you like better or meant more to you? Beanie Sigel, The Truth, or Straight Outta Cashville?
Oof. Beans. Beanie Sigel. The Truth. It did. I'm not taking nothing away from Straight Outta Cashville, but I'm going Beans though. Like I really was listening to Beans heavy. And I say I'm Buck too, but I gotta go with Beans, man. Like if I'm in the whip and you're gonna hand me two CDs and be like a three, which one you throwing on? I'm probably throwing on Sigel shit first. You know what I mean? But that's what it is, man. Our Young Buck, man, Straight Outta Cashville. You know I watch it 3, revisit this album, man. All right, Watch, man. Let's have this hip-hop talk, man. Did you see
now,
Mickey Fats too,
up,
sir?
Yes, I did. Mickey Fats said that Mural deserves to be in the Smithsonian. To you slow motherfuckers, I'm going to break it down, Ella. The Smithsonian is a museum in Washington, D.C., a big, huge museum. And basically what he's trying to say is the song Mural is so dope lyrically, so fantastic, so immaculate that it should be archived, that if someone from 100 years or 20 years wants to come down and see what hip-hop is, that song that he wants that to be the song you represent. When you tweet that out, that's what you're saying. Because he pinpointed Mural. So everybody tweeted that to me because Lupe Fiasco is not one of my favorite MCs. He never was. So I understand what Mickey Fats is saying. It is a dope lyrical song. And he rhymed,
very dope.
He didn't rhyme straight because he did stop and then start over and
there's
then
no
start
hook.
Again.
I think there's no hook.
Rhyming.
There's
I
no
understand
hook
that, but he stopped. But he stopped rhyming.
What do you mean stop rhyming? What do you mean stop? You rap for fucking 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 50 seconds. What are you talking about? What?
There's no hook. Let the replay for a minute. Then he rhymes again.
You in that petty bag?
Mickey Fax thinks that's the greatest song in hip-hop history, and then I hit him with the quick, off the top, so easily, so effortlessly, and said, my nigga, to me, I'm taking Nature of a Threat, Roscoe. You know what Mickey Fax hit me back with immediately? I could see
I'm not
that.
Taking that over Mural, though.
Wait a minute. I am. But I am, because first of all, it's more knowledge. It breaks down the history of the beginning of time up until today. And it is amazing.
First of all,
in terms of rapping and dropping knowledge. So wait a minute. I'm not taking nothing away from your world.
Wait a minute.
Saying,
so you, so
hold
on. We might as well big up. Hold on, my nigga. While we at it.
Ain't a better rapper.
We might as well talk about Killer Freeze Heavy Mental while you had it also. You want to throw that song in the atmosphere also? You just can't front a Mural, man. It's a dope song. I don't think you, as a nigga that likes
I'm
bars,
not on it.
I don't think you
Here's
give it, you don't give it the proper just do that it is, man.
I'm not fronting on it. But the nigga like me, that song can't mean more to me than Nature of a Threat or Interview with a Vampire by Roscoe. It can't, because it's, first of all, it's not deeper lyrically. It's not kicking, educating knowledge.
How is it not?
Black.
It's deep. It's very deep.
In Interview with a Vampire, when he's talking to God, when Roscoe's having
my
that
nigga.
Conversation with God. No, it's not.
That
so
song is dope. I'm not, my nigga.
Anybody, hold up.
But let me ask you this. Watch it. Breathe for a second. Why do you do that, though? When somebody brings a song and you try to bring another song into the fold, why can't you focus on the song Murals itself for all chemicals, vitamins and minerals, Viking and inner tubes wrapped around the arm? Yo, Lupe was spazzing on here, son.
Do you know what Lupe
2015 song? He was spazzing.
Better MC than OC?
No. But Lupe is dope.
Tell everybody who's listening why you don't think Lupe Fiasco, who did Murals, is a better MC than OC.
I don't think he is. OC just
why
meant
not?
More to me because I came up with OC, so it's a different kind of vibe. You hear what I'm saying? I can't sit and say I'm the biggest Lupe fan, but I respect when Mickey Fax is talking about Mural, I can understand why he's feeling it should be in the Smithsonian. Now, I'm not saying that should be the only song on there. There's room for other songs to hit the Smithsonian. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask
but
you a question.
Listen.
When people, this is why. when you talk about the history of hip hop, and then you say something like this song should be in the Smithsonian, what you're saying is that this is the song that should represent hip hop. That's what you're saying.
But it's not my nigga.
There's more than one song could be in the Smithsonian, though. Why? There's more than one song could be in there, my brother.
The way Mickey Fax put that tweet out, he was trying to put that tweet out like, look at me. I know something. I'm showing you how ill I am with hip hop. No, you're not showing me nothing. So let me tell y'all something to really fuck up. I'll go to the song Nature of a Threat, Interview the Vampire. Why don't y'all read
that? That song's like it's fire.
Fire.
What people are. But my nigga, I guarantee your comment boys who fuck with us and like that raw hip hop talk, they going to agree with you because I agree with you. The song is dope. Watch. I don't think nobody's going to say this song, the Roscoe's joint you're talking about. No one's going to front on that song, my G. I don't think no one's going to front on that. Even if you're a new listener and watch this thing, I listen to that song, I never listen to that song, you come back to the show, you're going to be like, yo, that song is fire. No one's disputing that, bro. I don't think no one's disputing that. I think people, you just feel that you didn't like the fact that, listen, you heard what Nas said on Drink Champs, you picked up Lupe. I'm not surprised you like Lupe like that.
So, nice segue. What did you think about Nas on Drink Champs?
Well, I did a blog on it. It's very self-explanatory. I thought it was a lot of, first of all, how do you have Nas on only for an hour? That me and you had Nas on here for an hour, just me and you. It had to be a three-hour show because there's so much shit we would throw at Nas, bounce past. Nas would be like, these niggas know they shit. Now, Normie to me was in fan mode. Watson, and I don't know how genuine it is because let's be real. Nas did take a shot at Nori years ago when he said, Nori, step your rhyme game up when he went on Power 105 and spazzed on Cam, spazzed on Nelly, and did his campaign and shit. So I just felt like some of the questions, like no Cormega questions, no nothing, no Large Pro. I wish more Large Pro talk would have been there. I was a lot of things missing, but they said it's going to be a part two. They said it's going to be a part two. Him talking about he likes the baby and these other niggas. Like, I don't believe Nas like them niggas. It didn't, like, to use your word, it was very disingenuous when he started talking about listening to the baby. I wasn't buying that.
Well, tell me, why
didn't he didn't pick up Dave East enough to me either. But whatever.
I agree with you. Can I give a special shout out?
Of course. What are we talking about?
So, every Friday, hip-hop albums are released. And, you know, Chance the Rapper released the album. Right. Sorry, y'all. You're not going to get Chance the Rapper talk. If you want Chance the Rapper talk, you're going to get it on Everyday Struggle. You can listen to Zane Lowe. You can go to whatever.
Joe Budden Podcast.
Whatever covers regular music. You gonna get that Chance to Rap a talk with his 22 guest appearances.
Hold on, sidebar. What did you tell me? You said how many features? You hit me with a nugget when you talk about off air when you were talking about Chance album to me. There's something you said to me that stood out to me. I forgot what you said to me off air, man. I think it was the features.
He has like 22 features.
God,
everybody, are talking about it. So here's what I wanted to salute, and so Crooked Eye came out with an EP called Menace to Sobriety. You know, it's not for Menace Society, but it's Menace to Sobriety. So you know, he doesn't drink alcohol anymore. You know, he's sober.
Amen, Royce. Let's chill off that. Yeah,
you're right. So you want to hear? I know you guys like introspection, right? To any of you introspection heads out there. The actual song Menace to Sobriety, where he talks about his addiction to alcohol, getting arrested, the car crashes, all this crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing display of lyricism and wordplay, right? Then he has a song called Fucking Fame, where he's rhyming over the Looney's beat, but he changes it up so he doesn't get sued by them, which is fire. But that's not okay. And then there's only four songs. And then there's a song called Flowers, which is basically salute me while I'm alive. Don't wait till I die to give me my props.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? So, so it's dope. But now here's where Crooked Eye gets separated from all you niggas' favorite rappers. He has a song on here called Life, of a bandana. Life of a bandana. So let me tell you what I did yesterday at work. I went to all my niggas who know hip hop. I was like, yo, I want y'all to hear this. Listen to this. What y'all hear? Before Cook and I starts rhyming, everybody says, yo, this sound like I gave you Power by Nas. Because that's exactly what it is. So I Gave You Power was Life of a Gun. Crooked Eyes from the West Coast. So he gave you Life of a Bandana. That shit is fire.
That's fire.
And it's basically the same beat to I Gave You Power, but he's just rhyming from the perspective that he's a bandana.
A bandana. That sounds fire.
Yes. It is incredible. What I liked is finally someone as nice as Cook and I said, yeah, I just put out Life of Bandana, the hardest shit out. And I was like, Nick, you're one nigga who can say that because you really put enough work where you could pound your chest. Because everybody else on social media pound their chest. This is the best album y'all heard.
Yeah.
It's the best single. We the best. Everybody doing that. He actually put out. And if you like I Gave You Power by Nas, which is one of Nas's greatest
songs. You like
songs,
that joint, right?
Well, I don't. I want to see if you're going to like it because we're going to find out if you're really into this hip hop shit. But I know I love it. That shit is fire.
Let me ask you this. Are you still listening to Lost Tapes since last week we did a review?
Absolutely. And let me tell you
okay,
this. And I know you're not going to feel this when I tell you this. My nigga, I think that Al Jarreau rap is a genius song.
My nigga, you've been on Twitter campaigns. So I go on your page to see what you're talking about. And I seen that tweet. I had the fucking Euro step when I saw that tweet, my nigga.
Yo, my man.
I had a Euro step when I seen you tweet that.
Rap, to me, it gets, genius Nas rap. It's genius Nas rap.
Well, let me tell you the song that I'm playing. I'm playing the song Royalty, my nigga. I'm fucking Royalty heavy. That's my jam right now, Royalty. Love that joint.
Okay.
This nigga's playing
that. All right, so basically what I want to do, I wanted to shout out that Crooked IEP because that shit is just, that's everything right now. And if anybody has the fucking courage to talk about how much they love I Gave You Power, I dare you. I triple dog dare you to say you don't fuck with life as a bandana. I want to hear you niggas say, I don't like that.
But I
Gave You Power.
Let me ask
that's
you
what
this.
I want.
Let me ask you this. You and I had a conversation off air, right? Did New York City, did we gas up Piggy Bank now that we're in 2019?
No, not at all. The chain reaction to Piggy Bank was the greatest chain reaction to any diss song in hip-hop history. Let me ask you a question. Do we get Checkmate without Piggy Bank?
No, of course not. Of course not.
How great is Checkmate to you?
We don't get all the Chic Loot this is. We don't get the Chic Looch campaign when he went on this run going at 50 yard body.
I'm going to specific songs. Do we get Checkmate if there's no Piggy Bank?
No.
What did you think about Checkmate by Jadakiss?
Checkmate is my nigga. I played that shit the whole night when it dropped. For like
okay.
That was the only song getting played 24 hours.
Do we get the song Problem Child? Jada and Styles.
No.
If there's Checkmate.
No.
Do we get Shot Fired? Jada and Styles. If there's no Piggy Bank.
No, but I still don't think Piggy Bank. I agree. Oh, hold on. I agree with you on the chain reaction, but I'm just saying if we're gonna talk about top disses of all time, I don't put that in there. I don't think it's better than Backdown.
Because Honey Clubs, I don't hear no shots. That fat nigga thought Lee Black was in the club. My shit sold 10 mil. That shit was a dub.
I don't
Jay, don't fuck with
he
me.
He wasn't better
if
than
you
Backdown, my nigga.
You gotta do your little ass like Jay did Maldeef. Yeah, homie, New York. That shit was, nigga, New York
I don't
was
think
so
it's better than, I don't think it's better than Backdown.
You two, if anybody can find the YouTube clip of K-Slay when he played Piggy Bank, that same night he brought 50 up. 50 called up his show. If anybody remembers
that
show or heard it, my nigga,
I remember that shit.
I was in Pathmark when that shit. I was in Pathmark at like 12:30 when he was playing it. The niggas was running the past, but we was all like, oh, shit. So I'm telling you, this is me personally speaking. No, Piggy Bank is not an overrated diss song at all. I fuck with that song. Like, I fuck with that song. Heavy, not more than Back Down.
Not more than a lot of songs they had on the G-Unit radio joints and all that. I don't have it better than Back Down. I really don't. Back Down makes more sense to me than Piggy Bank. But I agree with you on. But I agree with you on the impact of the chain reaction of Piggy Bank, though.
It's not better than Back Down. Let's be clear. Not better than Back Down. No. Back Down is one of my. It's an all-time favorite diss song. Remember, listen, me and you did our top 10 diss songs. Piggy Bank didn't make it. So I understand what a great
song. Not even
an
honorable mention.
I'm just saying the impact of that song was serious because it reverberated through the entire New York City hip hop. That's when Fab Van Damme asked, "There's no unity in New York hip hop because of this." Remember that, Mr. I'm going to do this. Where's the studio? I'm just trying to do it.
Let's talk about something here that people. I just want to get your take on this, man. The young boy, man, TK, doing 55 years, man. I don't listen to his music, but I heard his story. Just want to get your take on the young brother TK. He's doing 55 years for the home invasion. His man's in them snitched on him and all kind of wild shit. All these young niggas getting locked up. Shmurda, Tekashi, who else? Lil Durk. Some Surf who I rock with heavy, out the bag now. There's so much shit going on with the young niggas, man. I just don't understand why, when niggas get a chance to get out the hood and take care of themselves, they still doing wild shit. Even though the TK situation, from what I'm learning, YNW Melly, him too. Like, all these young niggas, man, I don't know. I don't know, man. Hey, Young World, stick with voice, man. I just being real, man. Yeah, Young World, man.
It saddens me that the youth today still don't understand the repercussions of the streets. There's never a good story of the streets. You either end up dead or you end up in jail. The lucky ones end up in jail, and when they end up in jail, they either can get their life together and understand that this wasn't the right path. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So when we hear the stories of all these dudes who talk about their street shit, you know what other story they always tell? I was locked up too. And when they tell that story, that's not a fun story. That's not a fun story. It's a real story. But that is
my nigga,
a life lesson.
My nigga, you and I are in our 40s. You know how much shit we've seen from the 80s to now, my nigga? How many niggas we know that's been locked up, whether it's fed time, prison time, doing 5 years, 10 years, coming home, going back in, repeating the same cycle again. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and you just be like, at a point in your life, I just feel niggas got to have responsibility. You can't put yourself in certain positions, especially when you're in position or trying to get in position. You get what I'm saying? And it just be like, damn, bro, I don't know. I don't want to sound like the old head man, but sometimes I guess we do owe responsibility to talk about certain shit because I'll be looking at niggas, I'm like, fam, you made it. You get what I'm saying? You made it. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I just want to touch on that. Okay, man.
Hey, I always felt that, let's say you are a street nigga and you're doing street shit and you're fucking around with rap. But when you fucked around with rap, it actually took off. And then you started getting show money. You don't got no deal, but the streets is yours. And now clubs around the city, the tri-state, they're booking you and paying you money.
Facts.
The whole
my nigga, to do walkthroughs, to do fucking guest appearances, like, come on.
Especially when you're getting that money to show up and sing a memorized song over and over again and niggas is giving you bread for that. I don't understand how that street mentality doesn't be like, this is the best way. Let me hustle this hip-hop shit. Like, use that street mentality that you was doing, whatever you're doing in the streets, and apply it to the hip-hop game. You know, and it's like we keep hearing these stories, and it repeats itself over and over again. It doesn't end any other kind of way. So I just wish. It's hard to tell people, man. Everybody has to go through their own life experiences. That's how I feel. People would have to go through their own life experiences because they'll never understand what someone says until they experience it and live through it. So, and to all you young kids, man, listen, man, that KK got 55 years. That's it. It's a rap. He's over.
Jesus.
You're never going to see
Christ,
him again. Ever again.
55
you know,
years was.
Remember. I don't know when Max B ever coming home for what he got, for what they got him supposedly doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
word.
I just, you know, it ain't worth it, B. It
shit
is not
cool,
worth
man.
It. When you start popping off in hip hop.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Crazy.
Big talk in hip hop is ASAP Rocky's in jail.
Right.
Kanye West called the president. And the president was like, yo, man, free my man ASAP Rocky. Like, on some walking shit. And what's your thoughts on that? On if you go away and you try to defend yourself when you're harassed by fans. And if you do that, when you beat the fans up, they can arrest you for assault.
Well, we've seen this, though, throughout the time, though. This is why you should have bodyguards and security with you where you don't have to put
and
yourself in that position.
And he did have bodyguards. And he did have bodyguards. His bodyguards is in jail.
His bodyguards are whack. His bodyguards are whack. They shouldn't even be able to get that close to ASAP like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's a gift and a curse because somebody touched you, man. You ain't going to have them put their hands on you. Regardless, your first initial reaction is to pop off. But you also got to be subconscious enough to know that, yo, niggas be out here trying to get lawsuits. You know what I'm saying? But niggas don't have respect anyway. Didn't Future's bodyguard just get duffed out recently?
Yes, Future's bodyguard got duffed out.
Come on,
Future said, I stayed away from the whole situation because of the ASAP Rocky situation. He literally had to just remove himself. And everybody was clowning Future like, yo, why are you all the way on the outside of town?
I don't know if I could do that, son. I don't know if I could sit there and watch my bodyguard get duffed out and go over there and try to help him a little bit. Like, Future, like,
you know,
them niggas try to, like...
Especially when you know this is a dude who protects you for years. Like, this dude
is he going to protect you? Now, here's the thing. If you're Future, do you trust that cat? Because now, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, like, all right, my man, my bodyguard got duffed out. I didn't help him out at all. This nigga might try to, like, if a nigga try to swing on, he might let him touch me up a little bit.
Let me tell you,
there's
a video out when Michael Jordan was leaving. When Michael Jordan was leaving a game, a concert that he went to with his wife, and he was accompanied by his bodyguard, but he got into like his bodyguard. Somebody saw Michael Jordan was trying to walk up to him like, "Yo, Mike, what's up?" Something. Michael's bodyguard tried to intervene. What he didn't know, the dude who walked up was like a certified OG gangster dude. And when he wanted that smoke, when Mike saw that the dude, that his bodyguard was not ready for this kind of smoke, Mike actually stepped in and was like, yo, my man, can you just chill, you know what I'm saying? Like. And Mike was the one who actually defused the situation from his bodyguard, potentially, I don't know what could have went down. You know what I'm saying? So, here's the thing. Now, let me flip it back to ASAP Rocky. You remember when Mike Brown got killed in Ferguson? You remember that was a big part of the between A-Verb and B-Dot, when B-Dot threw that in his face.
That's
when
B-Dot
Mike
got
Brown.
Mad at me, yeah. When B-Dot got mad at me,
first,
I didn't get the third one, yeah.
So when that happened, they asked ASAP Rocky, how do you feel about that? He said, fuck that. I live in Soho. I'm getting pussy. I got a place in Soho. I got a place in Beverly Hill. I'm fucking fashion models. I'm fucking bad bitches. Why the fuck should I give a fuck what goes on?
I don't like that. I don't like
that. Nigga, you can walk to jail, nigga. Because if this was me, you would say fuck me. So I say fuck you too. ASAP Rocky. And fuck anybody who riding with ASAP Rocky. Because if any of our black asses was murdered by some cops, ASAP Rocky would piss on a grave. So I don't give a fuck about no ASAP Rocky. That's my truth.
Well, watch. Can we have the attitude, two wrongs don't make a right, just because he feels that way and how he came off? Kind of ignorant. Do we got to kind of match that, though? He's still a young brother, though. We don't want, you know what I'm saying? I feel what you're saying, but we want him in that situation, though, man. You know what I mean?
My nigga, do you understand that that Mike Brown situation was a galvanizing move?
Nigga.
That was one of the biggest,
bro.
Nigga, and for a nigga like fuck him, fuck him.
Right.
I'm fucking bitches in Soho and Beverly Hills. That means if it's me, or
I ain't like that shit.
That,
I ain't like that.
Give a fuck about nobody black. So
I ain't like that, bro.
My,
I'm gonna keep on it.
Get that nigga, fuck him.
Mm.
That's karma.
Jesus. tell us how you really feel about you, guy.
That's how I feel.
To go back to that, to a nice moment here, let's get back to hip hop talk. People on Twitter been hitting you up and you've been acting like you haven't seen these tweets. They've been asking us, are we going to review the Sky Zoo and Pete Rock project?
Absolutely. Sky Zoo's one of your favorite MCs, of course.
Love Sky.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Did you listen to Ross and Drake's new song?
No, did you?
Yes, nigga, pause.
Oh, did you listen to the Drake Chris Brown new video where they're having a dance off?
No,
did
nigga.
Did you listen to
that's a little different. That's
did
a little
you,
different, smart ass nigga.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
No. Nah, I listen to Ross and Drake shit. I listen to Ross and Drake song. It's not that bad.
God bless you. God bless you.
My nigga, how can you not? Nigga, you picked up Cardi B and the Migos, but you can't listen to Ross? Come on, man. Come on.
Okay, tell me about it, man.
And
Ross,
like and Ross, had, the,
like
and Ross had one of the hardest verses.
What was it? We gonna make it? What was it? We gonna make it? That's what it was?
This nigga said, we gonna make it. Nah, nigga, we gonna make it. But
you wanna ask
what I'm
like, listening to? No, three. My bad. I'm sorry. I was listening to 38 Special Lil Fame. They did a collaboration
nigga,
song that by some non-script dude.
People,
listen to that. That's the song I listen to. 38 Special Lil Fame song. Just came out.
You can listen to it. I'm going to listen to Ross' album. So hold on. You're not going to listen to Ross' album at all?
No. Not into him. I'm a fan of his music, man. Ross don't do nothing for me. Ross don't do nothing for me, man.
You got Primo on there, Alchemist. Come on. Son.
Yo, my man. Why you ain't have Primo and Alchemist in 05?
Huh?
It's 2019 when you see there's a resurgence in loving pure production and
nah,
loving
don't
the
do that. Don't do that, Ross.
Now,
don't do that to Ross.
I'm doing
don't
that.
Do that to Ross.
I'm
Ross.
Doing that.
Don't do that.
I'm doing
that. Yo, Ross, you're my nigga. Not for nothing, man. Ross like G Rap. He like a lot of. He's from Outcross, my nigga. He's from Outcross. Ross,
I agree.
He's close, nigga. It's heavy, my nigga. He does, man. Don't do that.
Oh,
he does.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Yo, B-Dot, when three asked you who wasn't you influenced by East Coast dudes, and you responded and named a bunch of dudes, forgive me, who you were talking about, you said those were the dudes that influenced you? My man,
you
your, whole rap style is, your whole rap style is New York. You rap like your mannerism, flow, and delivery is like luck. So I really need to understand why you rap more like luck than disaster. When disaster was the one out years, or Illmac, or all those guys out there in Cali who rapping like that. Why did you decide when you were watching battle rap that it was Lux's style and delivery and kicking knowledge you decided to gravitate to? So when you came out there and was like,
"I'm crying, my
yeah,
nigga.
I listened to you." You tried to play that shit like that was light. I instantly hit you back and was like, so exactly do you listen to from the East Coast? I would have wanted to hear that. And you know why you didn't end? Because you know you could have wrote a damn book about how many East Coast quote-unquote niggas you listen to. And let's stop saying East Coast niggas, New York niggas, man. Let's stop that East Coast bullshit. New York niggas. So, that's through New York. That's through New York.
Oh man, I fuck with B-Dot, man. I fuck with B-Dot. And B-Dot, not for nothing. It's not like you make your sound or it's not like the West Coast Cali sound. I shouldn't maybe put him in a box like that, but no, I shouldn't do that because even when they had Spice One, they had the Alcoholics, you know what I'm saying? Roscos, hieroglyphics, you know what I mean? Type of hill.
And influence was, and it inspired them. Chino XL from New Jersey.
Tash is one of the illest niggas ever, man. I used to love Tash, man. I went and bought that Tash solo album. My rap life.
J-Roll was my favorite.
Who? For the licks? You thought he was better than Tash?
Yeah. J-Roll was my favorite.
What? J-Roll was better than Tash, my G.
J-Roll was my favorite. J-Roll was my favorite.
Hmm. Why did Norby's podcast not make it, like, had that? When you and I linked up, 2016, 2017, we always talk about the Drink Champs. For two hip hop niggas, how come we don't really harp on it? Except if somebody like Nas slide through, I don't even go my way to watch that like I used to.
Nas is a very difficult person to interview. You have to ask Nas the question to make him answer it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example,
Nah, son. I think Nas is the type of nigga. Hold on. I think Nas is the type of nigga to be like, yo, fam. Question 8? Nah. Question 9? Okay. Question 10? Nah. 11? Nah. 12? Okay. I think he's one of them niggas.
I know he doesn't. But here's the one thing Nas couldn't do with us. He can't be like, oh, word? How you know that? Really? He couldn't do that with us. Because they'd be established. We old school niggas. We're your age. Hey,
yeah.
Nas, guess what? We're in it. Yeah. Your age. So when we start talking, you can't hit us with the, yo, word? I mean, you remember.
And Nas
that?
Will do that, Nas, though. No, Nas know. Will do that, though, my nigga. Nas will be in that bag. For real, son. How can he not do that?
Like, yo, y'all remember UTFO? Word? Y'all remember that? I mean, come on, Nas. With that age, why would you remember? We could talk about this shit like it was yesterday. So,
yeah.
He would get out that phase real quick. He'd get out that, word? Nah, huh? Yo, I can't believe you brought that up. He
Yo,
can't
my
be
nigga.
That corny.
Nah, he is
can
that corny.
That?
I think Nas is that corny. I do.
You mean,
I think Nas
I mean,
is that
we
corny.
Named, so if I say, yo, Nas, man, you remember when that song Sally by Stetsonics came out? He going to stop and be like, yo, you remember
yes.
that song?
And he's going to have his hand on his mouth.
Yeah.
He's going to have his mouth like, oh, shit, with his hand on his mouth. Yeah, he's going to one of the numbers, yeah. Yeah.
Guess what? Well, guess yeah. what? We're not going to let him do that. Okay, Nas. Back, you know what? Never mind. Back to this. You know
I just want to hear Nas talk about Rakim and G-Rap. That's what I want to hear him talk about. I want to ask him about Guru. I want to hear him ask him about Gangstar. Did you like Gang? I just want to ask him certain questions.
Word. That's why I'm telling you, I love the Styles P interview that he did on with B-Dot and Elliot Wilson. Because he spoke about it. You know, like he'll talk about his influence, the people was dope. Mm-hmm. While B-Dot just stood up and have no idea what we're talking about. Oh, so sidebar right there. The reason why we haven't heard Dave East music in 2019 is because Dave East has hard body been acting. He's playing Method Man in the new Wu-Tang series that's coming on Hulu. I cannot wait to watch that series.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
He's also in another movie on Netflix called The Beat. It's about hip-hop. So this is why we have not heard Dave East music. I mean, he's really
in his
acting.
For Dave East, are the streets asking for Dave East music?
And what I'm saying is that me as someone who is a big, super, super fan of
Yo,
Dave East, a big
are,
fan of Dave East, since
you are a big fan of
beloved,
more
the
than
classic,
I am.
The classic collaboration with Styles P that made both our top 10-year end list. Both
it
of us
did,
put
of course
that
it
in
did.
Our
Definitely.
Year end list.
Definitely.
We have not heard music from him. And I was wondering, how do you not use that and then go to something else? Now I know why, because he's in his acting bag. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's in the acting bag, no, Dave East. I guess. I'm not the biggest Dave East fan. I'm just looking forward to Scotty Zoo project. I got to say, man, am I impressed with 2019 music-wise? I can't say I am. I felt last year, July of 2018, me and you on a hip-hop high, the shit we were listening to compared to July of 2019, sir.
I'm going to now disagree because I think we have a more body of work. And I'm going to give you a body of work that me and you have not talked about, but we need to talk about it because is so fire that I listen to it all the time, and I'm like, why haven't we talked about it? My nigga, did you not hear that new 38 Special EP he dropped with that dude?
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Yeah. Big O's,
Yo,
especially the consistent, man.
Wait. You heard it. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, yeah. I've been playing it.
And what do you think about it?
I think it's dope as fuck. I ain't talking about Smash, though. Smash been holding on 2018 to me, period.
I think he has 5 verses on this song, on that Big Ghost joint, as good as Bloody Sunday verse. He got a song called
There's
Black Moses.
On Black
He got a song, man, he got a song called Black Moses. That's insane.
I want to hear some more RJ Payne.
The first song is crazy. That whole joint is crazy. They got a joint with Shane Noel and Class Murder. Man, that shit. Yo, let me
see
right now.
I seen Rhapsody tweet Shane Noel.
I was very happy to see that. Or that they just put up the clip with Shane Noel 38 Special with DJ Premier and DJ Premier giving her props. I really love seeing a female who's getting props for rapping. She's not getting props for anything else, y'all, but rapping. And I really, really like that. Because I'm going to tell y'all this, man. That's how hip-hop was. There really wasn't videos like that. I used to hear females rap. I didn't need to see them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need a visual. I don't need a visual to know if I like a female MC. I don't need a visual. I need to see her and how bad she is and be like, wow, you know, nah, not me. I don't need to see a female to judge if I like them or not.
I see a nigga on Twitter
getting
at me all the time saying that
right now,
we need to check out Diamond D's album and shit. You heard?
Yeah, I'm ready to check that out. I did not check it out yet.
I've been sleeping.
I have been sleeping too. I am someone who believes Diamond D has a 5-mic album. I believe that.
Best kept secret.
That's 5 for me. For me personally.
You know I was a big fan of. I was a big fan of. And I was playing his music the other day. L.O.G. and the Bulldogs, man.
I'm glad you brought L.O.G. and the Bulldogs up.
And I Got to Have It is one of my, yo, my nigga, fam. Black people unite and let's all get down. I Gotta Have It.
Yo, what?
Boston, what up, man? Roxbury, what's good?
What was your reaction to L.O.G.'s Be a Father to Your Child video and single that he released?
One of the greatest songs of all, introspective to the T. And just real.
Why doesn't that song get the equal amount of love and praise as Dear Mama and Brenda's Got a Baby? I want you to tell me right now.
You got a point, though. My nigga, hold on. I like this talk. You got a point, fam, because not for nothing, niggas love talking about old 80s and 90s songs. Some of them songs are dated. You cannot tell me, listen, L.O.G., I'll Be a Father to Your Child right now and tell me that shit is dated, because it's not. And everything watching, I agree. It's not held up there with Big Mama and all that.
Didn't Be a Father to Your Child come out before Brenda's Got a Baby and before Dear Mama? Absolutely yes. This is something people really don't want to have this kind
of
thing.
But the messenger, what I always tell you, hip hop though, it's always the messenger, man. It's the messenger who's coming.
It was never the messenger. If a song hit and it was powerful, it mattered. Be a Father to Your Child was played on BET. It was playing Your TV Raps. The jazz sample. I mean, this was a dope ass song, man. And yet, it is not talked about like Brenda's Got a Baby or Dear Mama. And I want someone to
that
justify
fire,
to why. I want somebody
I play
to tell
that
me
on
why.
Regular.
Not good enough.
That video,
with the message,
my nigga.
Not strong enough.
My nigga, that video was fire, man. That video was fire. Yo, another introspective song was Common and Lauryn Hill, where they were talking about abortion and stuff like that. So it's kind of like,
yo, my man.
That's a very
that
deep
song,
right there, though.
That song was so. Okay,
and
once Warren again,
so fly, yo.
That dude,
that's awesome.
We have a guy who always dogs us on Twitter every time we mention Common. He says,
yeah, that don't make no sense, man. He's a Tupac fan. That don't make no sense, bro. Come on. That's the most retarded shit.
He concentrates on Common. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep saying it. Common is as nice as Nas. He is. He's just a different. He just raps differently, but he is absolutely the equivalent of an.
Strictly, I want to rhyme like Common Sense, man. My favorite rapper said that. He said that. Come on, man.
I mean, just think about what we say. Hear me rhyme is like G rap in his prime. Lyrically, I want to rhyme like Common Sense. Jay knew what it was. He knew what I like on some MC and shit. He knew what it was. Common is. I'll take it a step further. Common's that nigga that made Drake fall back. You know when everybody else was battling Drake, niggas was like, wait, Common just straight spazzed on him like this.
Yeah, Common, he needs to smoke. Common with the smoke. Let's not act like a bitch in you.
Like,
hold up.
You
don't act like when we did our. Hold up. Don't act like when we did our top tracks of all time. Common, the bitch in you was not in our conversation because it damn was. It damn sure
that
was. You got
so
that cute hard body.
That song was so Issa that Mac 10 was still trying to fight Common in front of Farrakhan. That's how much.
It did. And Common was so consistent, though, man. I don't know how niggas could front on Common. I don't know. That's just crazy. I mean, he did go through that period with Erykah Badu when he's rocking orange shirts with purple pants, but
when
he's still that nigga, though.
When he did that Electric Circus phase, that
and, like,
threw me
chocolate.
Off. That was when he was going. That's when he was trying to. He tried to run with the neo soul crowd.
I didn't
West
like that
Love,
shit. Nah.
Blau.
Nah.
Music
no.
Soul Child.
I like Blau.
I like Blau. No, don't do that. Because I like Blau and Music Soul Child. Don't do that. I love Blau.
But
Soul Sense
is my
shit.
That's who he was.
I love Soul
Sense. That was the stuff he was trying to get with. And that was different.
Nah, he was
and
on
then,
some CeeLo Green shit, man. I don't know, man.
And then
you
when
know,
you went and told. You let Prince tell you if your album was dope or not. Prince was the one who you let say your album was dope because Prince told you it was a dope album. Let me just say nothing just about Prince. Prince is one of the greatest entertaining music artists of all time.
That's
but
a fact.
Prince don't know a goddamn thing
Prince.
About hip hop. Prince knows nothing about hip hop. Never good at it.
That.
He never understood. Prince never appreciated.
Yeah, see, niggas be acting like they talk to niggas like Prince or Quincy Jones. Like, these niggas, they don't know. Come on, son. Nah, we ain't doing that. I love Quincy Jones. I love Prince. Babyface
and
these
Prince.
Niggas, but
these are some of the greatest musical minds of all time. But hip-hop is not in their soul. It's not from them. It's not the music they understand. They never understood it. They saw that it was created, and it became the sound of today, so they had no choice. They had to rock with it. When Quincy Jones is back on the block, huh?
Yeah.
When Quincy Jones got back on the block, that was 1990. By 1990, my nigga, me and you was hip hop. We were rappers by then. You know what
I'm saying? I was EPMD out. I was on my EPMD shit by that time. Sorry, Quincy. Michael Jackson or Prince?
Michael Jackson or Prince?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Okay. I agree. Not front on Prince, though. But, yeah, I agree. R.I.P. Michael. We had to do Michael Jackson appreciation one day, sir.
Michael Jackson.
Like,
Michael Jackson a hove. Michael Jackson a hove.
Michael Jackson a hove? This might surprise y'all, man. This will surprise y'all. I love hove, but y'all got to understand, man. Yeah, I had money at the time to buy them Rockaway shirts, man. But when my mom Dukes bought me that beaded jacket, my nigga, that shit meant the world to me. So I got to go Mike Jacks, man. I was rocking the Penny Loafers because of Mike. Like, I had a Jerry Curl because of Mike.
Let me tell you, and I'm glad
clear.
You told that story.
Driller touched my soul. Driller touched my soul, my nigga. Driller touched my soul.
I can take it to stuff. I was in the fifth grade. Me and my man Everl, I remember his name. We did the beat it dance routine. Because
that
meant so much.
That shit was
like,
real. That shit was real, my nigga.
People do not understand Michael Jackson's effect. It's an effect Hov never had on me. Now, this is me speaking personally.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that with a snicker under your breath. Don't say it like that.
My nigga,
say it like that, my nigga.
My nigga.
Don't say it like that.
Hov never. Yeah, my nigga. Watch this. You remember the Thriller album, right? With Michael Jackson with the white dress.
Yes.
Right? You remember that?
My nigga, I remember watching the Thriller video. Niggas watch that shit back to back to back on some Drake shit, man. Come on, though.
And then you remember buying, and then you remember buying the making of Thriller CD.
Son, how many videos, my nigga? How many videos that Michael Jackson had off that Thriller album? Beat It, Billie Jean, PYT, Lady in My Life, Human Nature. He had a video with the Paul McCartney song. I used to love that song. Say. I used to love that joint with Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. That was my
shit.
The girl is mine.
You want to talk? Wait, let's
I did like
say,
right. say Immortal.
Five mics? Hold on. 5 mics or what? 5 mic album?
My nigga, that's more than 5 mics. If I could give you more than 5, I would.
You know what,
nigga, that's one of the most that's one of the most important albums of all time in music history. Hey, Mickey Facts, if you want to talk about Smithsonian, Mike Jack's Thriller album goes in the Smithsonian. And not for nothing, Off the Wall, hold on, my nigga, Off the Wall was a dope album too, though. I love Off the Wall album.
Listen to this. People try to get fly and say Off the Wall was better than Thriller because they try to act like, I really know Michael Jackson, so let me say Off the Wall.
But you know what, Off the Wall might be Power of a Dollar. Hold on. Off the Wall might be Power of a Dollar. And Thriller might be good with you not trying.
That's a real good comparison. That's a great hip hop analogy. I respect that. I respect that analogy. That's a great analogy for people who don't understand. But here's the problem with
that. But I do agree with you though. Niggas did jump out the window trying to front like Off the Wall was better than Thriller. Nah, y'all niggas is bugging. Nah.
Not even close.
That nigga's bugging.
Not even close. Even so, Rock With You and Off the Wall.
My nigga.
If you name the greatest Michael Jackson songs ever, they're gonna be there.
You understand that niggas was watching the Grammys just to see Mike Moonwalk? Like, I don't understand if niggas understand that, son. Like,
so
the Moonwalk.
I'm gonna give you an example. I'm gonna give y'all niggas an example. Bruno Mars was at the Grammys last year. The nigga had on shades, and he had on like a Billie Jean, Michael Jackson Thriller. Do you understand he swagger jacked Mike's entire look when Michael Jackson went all the albums for Thriller? Remember how Michael Jackson would be wearing the, like that army, you know how he used to dress?
Yeah.
But Bruno Mars really tries to fancy himself like I'm on my Michael Jackson shit. And I'm here to tell all you niggas, no, Bruno Mars, I don't think so. No, I don't put you anywhere near Michael Jackson.
He's paying
and
homage,
no,
he's paying homage.
Put you anywhere.
If he's saying to Bruno, though, he's paying homage, though.
Let me tell you something. What's the difference between paying homage and swagger jacking?
There's a big difference.
Here's paying homage. This is what paying homage is. When Eminem, I'm going to tell you the big difference. When Eminem won the Academy Award for 8 Mile, he went up there and he thanked Tretch, and he thanked all the pioneers before him. That's paying homage.
Because he
understood. Hold up. 8 Mile ain't even the best hip-hop soundtrack. Hip-hop always been having soundtracks. The Juice soundtrack didn't get nominated for no Academy Award. You know, all these other dope hip-hop movies, or dope movies, they was never put up there. And he knew that. That's why when he went up there, he said, yo, man, I know y'all want to give me this shit, but I'm going to pay homage to those who came before me. That's paying homage.
Right.
What Bruno Mars did was dick riding and trying to steal Michael Jackson's
clothes. I still think he was showing love, though, because, my nigga, if Bruno Mars does that, right, we all know, as people watching this shit, that he's paying homage, though, without him saying it. Like, we know what you're doing, Bruno. We're not dumb. We know.
But
we see what you're doing.
No, Michael, LeBron James was born in 1984. The Grammys.
Wait a minute. I'm glad you went there. Hold on. Whoa, sidebar. LeBron. You got to stop shit, LeBron. You got to stop this bullshit what you be doing, my nigga.
Hold on,
Mobb Deep. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, my nigga, stop acting like you listen to the Nas. It's just cringy, bro. It's a little cringy, man. It was. It looked right. The Mobb Deep shit was the worst, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck? I never heard a nigga say, yeah. I'm like, nigga, who says yeah after listening to Prodigy verse? There's no yay after listening to Prodigy. It's a grimy look. You want to gun butt somebody and rob niggas on the train station. What are you talking about, LeBron?
I'm going to sidebar this into another thing. I wish Prodigy was alive, and I'm going to tell you why. The ascendance of Griselda would have brought a renewed appreciation to how great Prodigy was. If Prodigy was alive today, we would be – the praise he would be getting right now would overwhelm him. Because remember, Alchemist –
You think he'd get praise?
Prodigy,
you think he'd get praise?
Huh? No, I'm saying he would renewed praise because these niggas love Prodigy, man. Prodigy was fucking with these niggas before a lot of people. Alchemist is his man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the connection to Prodigy is real. And as they're blowing up, you think these niggas wouldn't have songs with Prodigy? So you know for a fact it would be renewed on how great Prodigy was. Prodigy was as great as any rapper who ever lived.
I liked him more than Nas at one point, my nigga. Niggas don't like when I say that, but I did.
Let me tell you something else. You know, I always say this. The streets love the Infamous more than Illmatic. I know niggas want to act
niggas
like that's not
niggas don't like that shit. Niggas don't like
when
that
you,
shit, my nigga. Slow down.
When I say that, people think I'm saying it's lyrically better than Illmatic. That is not what I'm saying. Or people think I'm saying it's a better album. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the streets fucked with the Infamous more than Illmatic. They just fucked with it more. Niggas liked it more. And there was nothing wrong with the Infamous more than Illmatic. And to say that, niggas was like, how could you say that? Listen to the fucking album. Nas is on there. If you want to know why, Nas on that album.
Yo, the Infamous, man. God damn, my nigga. I'm just thinking about the time when that shit came out. Like,
so your man, your man, LeBron, listened to that Nas album, and the way he was shaking his head and acting like he was saying something, it was to me.
It's crazy.
I wish we could talk to LeBron and just really ask him about hip hop. And not even on some funny shit,
To be fair now, you remember them G-Unit era, he was on one of the mixtapes and shit, talking and shit, 03, 04.
Yeah, he was 18 years old, first of all.
Yeah.
How could he not be on G-Unit? 03 was his era. That's when he came out.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Remember when 50 said, yo, LeBron, you only signed for 90 mil? That's not enough.
Yeah.
He just did the deal. So you like, yo, LeBron, you only got 90 mil? Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Are you co-signing Zion signing for 7 years, 75 mil? When in 2003, LeBron signed for 90 mil? Are you co-signing that
deal? Nah, I can't. Zion, I don't know what. Why did he sign to Jordan in the first place, my dude? Why?
And you know what I told him?
I don't understand why he did
that. Like, yo, that's dope. I said, yo, hold up. I said, my nigga, you do realize Kyrie has his own brand. Kevin Durant has his own brand.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why LeBron has his own brand? Why are you signing
Zion is
the
next nigga.
Mike?
I don't know why.
Why? That's my point. He's the next nigga. I think they gave him more money. And Nike would have revolved everything around him.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing out whatever Jordan brand tell you? Talk about, oh, this is my dream. How is Jordan your dream, my nigga, when you came up under Iverson and LeBron?
I don't understand that. Jordan was just, I don't understand that. You're an AI LeBron era.
Can I tell you something? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. This nigga's 19 years old. How is Jordan your dream? There's no way you growing up.
That's like Zion. That's like Zion telling me, yo, 3, this nigga my favorite rapper, though. Like, I'm lying at, man. But, yo, we got 50 seconds here, man. Take us home, man.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Judd Gregg.
Who?
No, PSA Hip Hop. PSA Hip Hop, the home of Aaron Judge.
Oh, I ain't going to big up my Yankees, though. Got it. Football season around the corner. Please hurry up. Jets, please do something.
Let's go. My Browns are ready.
You're a Giants fan. Get out of here, nigga. You're a Giants fan. You're a Browns. When are you tell a Browns fan?
nigga, you're thinking of picture.
You know I've been a Browns fan since Bernie Kosar.
Sam,
you know I've been a Browns fan since Bernie
Kosar. In the 80s, my nigga. I seen a picture of you in the Giants when you was a shorty. Get out of here with that dumb shit, man. You're from the Lawrence Taylor era. Get out of here. Nobody's buying that shit, man. PSA hip hop, man.